The Jaguars steal a victory from the Tennessee Titans Sunday. Will Blackman sack strip fumble recovery for a touchdown in the fourth quarter. One of four Jaguars takeaways in the 29-27 win at LP Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman.
Wait, they used the word steal. They didn't steal anything. They earned it now.
It was a nice win.
They earned it.
Gus Bradley's first as an NFL head coach.
Yeah, and congratulations to Gus. I know that he works very hard, and I give him credit. He's been consistent throughout the first eight games in which they did not win. He's been the same guy.
Let's get into this game at LP Field in Nashville on Sunday. Defense, defense, defense. Jags with four takeaways in the game, two Chris Johnson fumbles, a Dwayne Grotz interception of Locker, and, of course, the Blackman fumble return for a touchdown. By far the best day of the season defensively. On the offensive side, a pair of rushing touchdowns. Jones-Drew in the first quarter, Todman in the third. A few other nice games, but not a great statistical day overall for the offense, but just enough to get the job done. Big plays, though, in the fourth quarter. Holding in the end zone by Titans first-round pick Chance Warmack against Cinderic Marks for a safety that put the Jags up by two scores. And later, with the Titans down by 2 points, Will Blackman comes on a nickel blitz, and using a drill he said later that they work on every week in practice, he reaches for the ball, takes it back for what proved to be the deciding score. Jeff, let's start with this defense. That was certainly the big spot of this game on Sunday. They haven't had a better day all year.
No, they haven't. And for an offense that's struggling without Justin Blackman, I mean, give them credit. Four takeaways in the game. Really three takeaways because Chris Johnson had one unforced error. But that's a great job. You know, for that defense to take that big of a step, because we've been expecting them to take steps and they really hadn't, this was a big day.
Nine direct points, the touchdown by Blackman, the safety as well. Pretty good day when the defense can score.
Absolutely. When your defense scores 9 points, you know, and you have a safety and the margin of victory is 2 points, that's big.
Special teams, it seemed like the Titans were pinned back in their own territory quite a lot. And there were some nice returns for Todd, but big day, he needed it.
Well, and I look at the very beginning of that game because the special teams, I thought, helped them get out to a very fast start. If you look at the first five possessions the Tennessee Titans had, four of them started inside their own 15-yard line. And two of those were the results of a Brian Anger punt, two of them kickoff coverage. That's a great job, you know, and we had a conversation with Gus Bradley last week about the importance of a fast start, and it's kind of interesting. He said, I never really preach a fast start. I always preach a strong finish, but with a team that was 0-8, a strong start certainly helps them gain confidence to have a strong finish.
No doubt. Offensively, the Jaguars, as we said earlier, not a great statistical day. 214 yards of total offense. Outgained by nearly 150 yards. But you saw Maurice Jones-Drew a lot of this day. I think he had 25 touches of the 56 plays in the game, and he really set the tone early.
Well, he was good. You know, the first five carries of the game, Maurice got the ball. And on three carries to start the game, he ended up putting them in the end zone. I like that with Maurice. And, you know, I also point to some critical plays later in a ballgame. A third and 14 in which Mike Munchak had just declined a holding penalty and allowed the Jaguars a third and 14. They threw a little screen underneath. Boom. Maurice gets a first down. So his numbers weren't flashy, about 2 yards a carry, but they were sufficient as far as affecting the game.
Jags are 1-8 now. There's a few things to watch this week from the game on Sunday. Paul Posluszny left the game late in the fourth quarter with apparent head injuries. Pretty obvious head injury.
Well, it didn't look pretty. And we're actually going to look at this at the smart board tonight on All Access, because this play from both different angles, you could tell that Paul Posluszny was clearly affected. I know he tried to go back in the game. The doctors wisely said, hey, Paul, you got to sit the rest of this game out. But, you know, also there's two that were involved in that collision, Paul Posluszny and also Andre Branch. You know, then you have Stephen Burton, the wide receiver for the Jaguars, that took a shot to the head after being inactive five games. So there's going to be some guys to watch going into this game against Arizona.
And we'll keep a watch on those all week. Let's hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher. He said the win for the Jags was nice, but the response was even better.
I'm John Osher with a view from the Ozone. And the Jaguars won Sunday for the first time this season. And while that was great, what was just as notable and maybe just as important was how they responded to that victory, particularly how Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley responded. Not that they were nonchalant. You can't be nonchalant about a victory when you've lost your first eight games. But if you're looking for over-the-top, career-defining celebration, you didn't find that in the Jaguars' post-game locker room. Bradley told the players everybody on the team was getting a game ball. But just as quickly, he told them what he wanted them to see when they looked at that game ball. Not a symbol of a victory, as much as a symbol of how they had gotten that victory. By adhering to the lessons Bradley has been preaching all season, about everybody getting a little better and how if they did that, results would follow. Fans may have grown weary of that message at 0-8, but it was clear in the post-game that that's what got the team the victory Sunday. And that was the message that still had players believing despite the difficult start to the season. Bradley didn't stray from that message on Sunday. and in his post-game address to the team, it was clear that no one in the locker room was satisfied with just one midseason victory. Bradley's vision is bigger than that, and how he and the team handled the first taste of success Sunday gives you a lot more confidence that their mission can eventually be accomplished.
Jaguars all excess tonight. Who you got, Logs?
Probably the greatest personality in the locker room, send Derek Morris. You know, and he went to a great university, Auburn, that is. Mm-hmm. Not Roll Tide.
That's okay. We'll find out in a few weeks who's better, I'm sure. That's tonight at 7 on CBS 47. Jeff Blogerman, TV's Brent Martineau. You'll want to DVR this one tonight.
TV's Brent Martineau.
That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.